Only policy must be held for 60 days. See moneysupermarket.com/deals for full T's and C's.
I'll give you more of the reaction indeed to social workers, the criticisms and the praise shortly on the programme. There's a series of concerns, serious concern by the way, as you would have heard on the news last night, for those who work with the Right Bus. Right Bus so often in the headlines for all the right reasons, but recently it sounded like as if 100 jobs were about to be lost. More jobs now going as well. Let me speak to Davy Thompson from the Unite Union. Good morning, Davey.
Morning, Frank.
This is a serious concern, isn't it? Because Right Bus is one of those companies that we all, I suppose, privately are very proud of.
Well, Right Bus has been an amazing company in terms of its size and the manufacturing jobs brought in the north and east Antrim area over the years. And again, this is a drip feed. We obviously had 100 close to 100 job losses around February time into March, and now we've got hit with another announcement today. But it's just yet another blow within that localised area. When you look at JTI, Michelin, redundancies in AFG Wilson's, Colruyt closing, Schlumberger closing, and we still have politicians telling us we don't need a real manufacturing strategy developed for this country.
Why are Right Bus letting so many people go?
Well, they're saying it's their economics at this point in time. Obviously, we have our officials in there today, starting the consultation process. We'll get more detail broke down from that. But really, one of the big hits has been the loss of some of them on bus contract. That's been outsourced to an Egyptian firm, as I understand it. So really, it's yet again, we're sitting looking for our politicians, for our government to make decisions which helps and supports industry within not just Northern Ireland, but the UK as a whole. And they seem content to send stuff outside of the UK.
So do you start a consultation process now? Is that because the number has gone above 100 jobs?
Well, it hasn't went above 100. What has happened is they fed out an HR1 with 95. They have completed that process and then they've got another 95. Therefore, instead of having 100-day consultations where we can get into the real nitty-gritty about mitigating jobs, we end up in a consultation period of 30 days, which doesn't really give us much time to change and try and mitigate other bits and pieces that we can do.
And does the union think that that's part of the strategy? So as they, instead of announcing 180 jobs all at once, they do it in two batches of 90?
It's quite possibly a strategy by the company. It allows people to release a lot quicker, obviously, and get the people off their payroll. But the reality for us is we're in talks today with the company. We will try and tease that out as to where it is and what the longer-term future is, because what we certainly don't want to be doing is sitting here in another 3 months' time discussing exactly the same thing.
If, however, those who are buying buses can buy every bit as good a bus more cheaply from Egypt, that's the reality of the world economy, isn't it?
But the speed that they get them much cheaper in Egypt, to be honest with you. And when you're looking at it, then you look at the technologies that Right Bus to lead the industry in the world. When we look at environmental issues, especially around London, Right Bus can deliver on time and do everything that's required there. Myself and our regional secretary at the time met with London Transport for London last year, had a very good discussion with them. They will place orders with Right Bus, but it won't be as the sizes that have been in the past.
Politicians will turn up, of course, there's no doubt about that. They'll be talking about it, they'll be seen to be behind the workers. That must be very frustrating for the unions and for employees. They'll know that individual politicians are well-meaning, but politicians per se have to take some responsibility for the dilemma that we're all in. Do you accept that?
I absolutely accept that. We've been saying since the announcement, just before the announcement in JTI, that Northern Ireland needed a dedicated manufacturing strategy. We haven't seen that delivered on. We had an industrial strategy that covered everything but done no specifics, didn't put in the proper measures and metrics that are needed to see how we produce, how we move forward, how we build our new technologies. There's been a complete lack of failure by government to actually do that, both in Stormont and now with Westminster. You know, someone needs to make decisions at some point.
Is it too late for manufacturing generally in Northern Ireland? Is it something that's going to be associated with our fine economic history in this part of the world?
No, well, manufacturing is still quite strong in terms of Northern Ireland. There's over 200,000 people working it, working the supply chain or associated with manufacturing. But we have seen high-profile redundancies. The issue of manufacturing is when you take out one job in a big company, and we're looking close to 2,000 in the Ballymena area in the last 2 to 3 years, you can start multiplying up by 3 or 4 in the supply chain and the small shops that get business, the outside service industries that come in and work and all. So that, in reality, becomes 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 job losses. Now, we hear about full employment. The reality is we've got the highest inactivity, or economic inactivity. And the people in that their category saying they would like to work around 60,000 people. So that's where we're saying we have full employment. There's 60,000 people here looking jobs, and we have no strategy how to get them jobs.
You can hear the frustration in the union representative's voice, but I think if we can hear the frustration generally in the residents of Northern Ireland's voices when they speak, this is another blow when you consider such an iconic business is laying off another raft of people. Davy Thompson, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. Tibby Thompson from the Unite Union, 0289030305. Do you work for Wrightbus? Are you concerned about the future of the company? And manufacturing in general, how challenging an industry is it to be in? Because especially in the Antrim area, some incredibly high profile names are disappearing. 0289030305, 0777 66 105 105. Just looking at a text indeed from a couple who are listening to the program and telling us they've been through the mill with social services, and indeed they've been arguing at a very high level with social services in the recent past. And this couple saying, we have sympathy for some social workers who have treated us like people, although many have been deeply unpleasant. The system is fundamentally broken and everyone involved with it is being harmed because of it. And that's from a couple who've taken time out. They've signed their names but asked for their names not to be mentioned. They're obviously going through a difficult time. They also give me some detail about their own background, and they're coming from a background where they would be people of very high education. They are people who've obviously faced a dilemma, and they're less than impressed by social services and the general social services structure here in Northern Ireland.